BMW Mobile.
Again, KO4HX.
How was your trip down the mountain? You hit some ice patches or was it snowing?
Some ice patches where water was on the road and it froze last night. Within the first 5 miles of leaving the house.
I see some along my trip. I got a couple of companies that like to run their sprinklers.
If they don't get some salt put on it, there's going to be several accidents there this morning. I've been driving the road long enough to where I know to watch for it, but most people anymore don't think 2 seconds ahead, so you know how that goes.
Well, the road is wet right here by the red light by the church when you come through there.
Shake the heads up.
And by the water tower, but it's kind of in the middle.
T-Mobile.
KO4HX.
Good morning, Eric. KN4TFW.
How are you all this morning?
Marvelous. It's my Friday.
You're just watching out for the little icy puddles.
I was around here and there after all that rain, and now it's, I got 34 degrees here at exit 90 in the big interchange, so it's got to be colder off the highway.
I just got on 290.
How I can get some better reception in this car.
It's a little bit wet right there before you get to the ground.
It's a good bit of water right there in that curve for some reason. Mount in that car, or did you actually drill the roof and mount an antenna?
Mag mount, I've got a little right angle piece of, I don't know if it's steel or aluminum, probably steel, and there's a screw in the roof rack that I've got that piece of steel mounted to the, I think it connects to the frame, I don't know, I just, you know, there's just a metal screw there, in the side of the roof rack. I guess it's a mounting screw for a roof rack accessory or something like that. And then it's got an NMO connected to that. So I think I'm grounded to the chassis, but I'm not 100% sure.
Probably not. From my experience, there, under those roof racks, they always put a layer of rubber gasket to keep them away from to separate them and to seal water leaks. So you're probably not grounded to the chassis.
Experience so far, but I'm just not sure what else to do. I'm not sure I can drill the NMO mount in the roof because I'm not even sure the roof is made out of metal, and if it is, it's probably aluminum, and you cannot install an NMO mount in aluminum because it will crack the metal after time, you know, with all the wind blowing on the antenna, putting torque on it and everything, the aluminum will crack. So, yeah, not sure what else I can do except maybe just get one of those janky NMO mount ground radial things.
There should be a screw holding the whole roof rack to the roof, whether it comes up from the bottom underneath the headliner or goes down through the top. I don't know. It may be under a cover. If it is, you could pull it out and put your ground strap to it, and that will take you all the way through to the body. And that would probably be your only chance from that point without just running a ground strap around the car.
Look for, I'll see if I can find some drawings, but I mean, first I need to buzz out the connection I've got to see if it is or is not grounded for sure, but you're probably right. I don't think it is. Having no ground would certainly explain the poor reception. How do they do ground planing in a mag mount?
Don't really know. I mean, it's just like a cookie sheet. I guess there's enough iron phosphate in the magnet to it makes the connection through there.
Passively coupled to the roof. Yeah, there could just be a sheet in there, you know, or connected to the magnet that would provide capacitive coupling to the body. Yeah, that's actually not a bad idea. I wonder if a mag mount would work better for me. But if the roof is aluminum, it's not going to stick.
I mounted on my truck, it worked really good.
On the Excursion, it's just a mag mount up on the roof. I'm not much on punching holes through the roof. Just not. But it works really well up there.
What I really need to do is just take it over to the body shop and say, hey guys, you know, run this NMO cable and drill the hole for me. And, you know, because they do that stuff all the time. I think the, there's a Dodge dealer over in Gastonia, I think, that does all the installations for the local police cars. That wouldn't be a bad idea. Say, hey guys, you know, just run me an antenna cable like you do for the police cars, and I wonder how much they would charge me for that. Which I have not been able to do in the last 2 years.
If it is metal and not aluminum, I mean, it's an easy fix. So I would try that first.
Because my ATRS beacon went off. Come again?
I was just saying if the roof is metal and not aluminum, which got a good chance. They don't like to make roofs out of aluminum for structure and safety, but now they're starting to do that. So you got a good chance it's not aluminum. I would just take a magnet and see.
Get to the office this morning. It shouldn't be too hard. I can just grab a rotor out of a motor somewhere. It'll be full of permanent magnets.
I can make you a ground strap that goes bolts to the magnet, and then put it on your antenna, and there you go. Problem solved. Now you're grounded.
Like a plastic covering on the metal part, because if I just push on the roof a little bit, I can tell that the roof skin itself is actually plastic, and then underneath that there's some kind of metal. I don't know why they do it that way, but this car is weird in very many ways.
New age, right?
Better to put a plastic covering over it than it is to paint it with a corrosion resistant paint.
Comes down to the tin canning effect. They put it up there because it's lighter, more rigid, so you don't get that tin can effect when you roll a window down. You don't get the whoop, 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 whoop on the top.
Well, I get that really bad in this car. This car is probably the worst car I've ever had for that effect, so maybe that's not it.
It's truck, boy. If you roll down one of the back windows, the passenger seat up front, man, that thing shakes so bad, it ain't even funny.
In the case, the mag mount antenna may help you put some weight up there on top of that so it don't do it anymore.
What I like about the mag mounts is the scratching and marring that they leave, but, you know, if it just makes it work, then maybe I'll just bite the bullet and do it.
They do that. That's one thing I don't care for either, but the Excursion already needed the top surfaces repainted, so I wasn't too worried about it. The paint there is not rusted or anything like that. It's just dull.
CEF Mobile.
Andrew, KO4HKX.
Morning, Andrew, KN4TFW. Heard y'all talking about roofs, because mine's aluminum on this truck. But our current X3 that we have has an all-glass roof.
The new big thing, the all-glass roof where you can see.
Without the convertible.
I don't know. I mean, you still have some body over top of it, and then you got a normal headliner, so you don't get any more visible area out of it. I don't quite see it. I don't know why somebody would want an all-glass roof.
To worry about is that the roof in this car, about two-thirds of it is glass, and it's all see-through, so I've got a very thin strip of roof at the back to put a mag mount on anyway, and I'm going to worry about if the glass is going to hit it, but I think I can put a magnet back there, because only about the front half of the glass moves, so I should be okay. I think it'll be all right.
Option is what Andrew and I have been talking about, is they make a couple of antennas that are specially designed for no ground planes, and I have one of them. Cut off so you can understand me, and I'll tell you. The name of the company is Compact Tenna.
Okay, I got it.
To borrow mine, and he's going to do some testing with it on his pickup truck.
So weird, because some people love it, and then you get the other side of the camp where it's just like it's the worst thing ever. There's like no in-between. I thought it was really weird.
Three radials coming out off of it.
No, no radials. It's, what, 9.5 inches tall, about 1.5 inches in diameter, and that's it.
It can, the antenna's in, so it's probably, I wonder if it's some kind of helical or maybe even a center-loaded dipole of some kind inside. I'd have to crack one open and see, but I'm curious.
On the internet about it. I've done a lot of research on it, and I just haven't had a chance to put it on this tool truck. I was wanting to put it up on the top ridge of the box, so I got height, and it's made to work on the edges where you don't have your ground plane. That's where you get your best SWRs.
On the edge, if you've got a vertical piece of like body panel or something right below it, then that it's coupling to that somehow to create its image. So I know that'll help, just having it over like a vertical body panel. How it's doing the coupling is a mystery, though. It might have some kind of element in there that's designed to do that.
But bugs, I wouldn't crack it open to find that out.
Red pop up on the screen, but it looks like it's on the northbound side. Maybe around 75? 176.
You know what that is? Because I don't.
72
right now, and I'm not seeing anything yet. Access road that runs along 85 on the northbound side.
Okay.
The lights up here on the northbound side, but traffic is still moving fine, it looks like. I don't see any backup behind it. They're down to one lane on the northbound side. There is a truck in the highway. Yeah, I would definitely get off and avoid this if I were you.
It should take business 85.
Now that I was getting ready to say, I'm going to take business.
I have to see it. There was a right at a curve. So, yeah, major backup on the northbound side, south of exit 72. Is just mistakenly picking it up as being on the access road that's just off of it, but yeah, it's definitely about a mile and a quarter long backup at this point, and probably growing because they're getting traffic by in the shoulder. They have all three northbound travel lanes blocked, and they've got traffic going by on the right hand shoulder.
It's past the road sign, said left lane was blocked at the 72, but I'm just going to take that business 85.
Pretty good to work this morning.
That's what I was just thinking. Out here on Wade Hampton, we're trying to play Crash Up Derby.
In an icy patch, right?
Yeah, man, yesterday the temperature swing was great.
It was interesting being out in it, and the wind, too.
They haven't told me it was windy at the house, but when I walked out of the plant, it wasn't that windy, but man, the temperature had dropped way down from when I went in.
We'll kill everybody this morning. Ford Explorer with Florida plate going like 100 plus on the southbound side, weaving in and out of traffic.
Here in a minute. Yesterday, I was coming out of the parking lot. And they was four nice does just standing there. I was so jealous.
There's always four or five of them right on the other side of the fence. And then on the 100 acres we're not using.
I hadn't seen some in a while. It's been some time. And then there were all four of them yesterday. I took a picture for the wife and kids. Hold on to me by now.
Where are you at?
A mile from my exit, so what about 61 mile marker?
Okay, here's one. I am at 63.
TA, I'm getting ready to get off on the 101 exit.
earlier this morning?
Man, this morning, it was feeling good.
Whole morning's gonna do that to you.
Where's Eddie?
Dude, KO4HKX.
Looking to you.
4-4-TFW.
Danny, yeah, you on your way to work?
Man, road, interstate's all blocked up.
We're cold here. We're 27 degrees. That's cold for us over here.
Good morning, KO4CM.
Doggone it. Hang on, don't let me remember.
Man, you were doing so good.
No, I know. I hadn't been up. I just been up about 5 minutes. 6 minutes and 31 seconds.
That's it.
Is it Andrew?
Yes, sir.
Oh, go on, you. Hey, I'm getting better. Work.
APRS went off.
Just heading to work.
They pull in the parking lot here in a second.
What?
Social Security going.
I got pals that work behind the scenes. I just love it. For a while, at least 4 more years, right?
What?
That long, y'all. It'd probably be more than that for you guys.
25 in February.
That'd be just in time. We're getting a raise, you know. It's hard work. We couldn't get that raise. Even enough, it might wind up buying me a new vertical antenna I can put up. You know, it might take a few months.
Spending my money. I'm in the parking lot, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. Y'all have a good one. Be safe out there this morning, and hopefully I'll holler at you later today. KO4CF, and I'll be clear on your phone.
7-3, Andrew. Hope you have a great day, buddy. KO4HK.
Have a good one. KN4TFW.
And I really appreciate you doing that. That helps me out on my retirement plan here. Have a good day. 3.5% raise, I think they said. Coming out of your check.
You're going to draw for a couple more years.
And did it. Well, I waited. I was going to do it at 62, and then I got to doing all the numbers, and I said, you know, if I were to die at, you know, 75 or whatever, I'd be losing money.
Get a little extra draw just in case something happens to me. At least Mama can make it.
Get on a new feller. Is that right?
That's a bad spot.
That was bad for me to say.
Get a 55 gallon barrel out today and get it full of diesel fuel.
That machinery, right?
Except for the Bobcat, and we used it for a snow plow and for different things around the plant, so just in case we do get some winter weather or whatever, you know, they'll be ready.
Oh, they're bringing the, they called me yesterday, I want to know if they could come with the generator. They're bringing it this morning. They said they'd be here around 8 o'clock. It's the coldest morning of the year. They said at least 2 days to do it.
Hooking up all the electrical to the house, and did they get a permit for that, or do you have to?
Last week, he called me, he gave me a heads up, and said he was going to go ahead and pull the permit. It'd be coming. It was supposed to be in the first week in January, they said, but I don't know what, I mean, they had a cancellation or whatever happened, but they're here earlier than I thought. But, yeah, they've already done the permit, so they're... Yeah, they're going to do everything. I think they're going to set the generator today as their plan, and then whatever they can do after that, you know.
Well, gentlemen, I have arrived, and people are starting to show up, so I'm going to jump out of here and get everything ready to go for the day. Dude, good to hear you. Ken, good to hear you. And Eric, if you're still out there listening, have a great day, fellas. I hope all of you have a marvelous Friday Eve. KO4HKX. And I'll talk to you later. KO, clear.
7-3, Patrick. You have a good one, and I'm going to sign with everybody, too. I'm pulling in the parking lot now. So, everybody have an awesome Friday Eve, and we'll catch you guys later. KN4TFW.
short one. I didn't know Eric was out there. If you're out there, Eric, good morning to you. Catch you later, Ken and Patrick. Enjoyed it. N4AZE.